to Natalie and Yasmin. The soul can never be cut to pieces with any weapon, nor burned by fire, nor moistened by water, nor withered by the wind. Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 2, Text 24. Prologue. I was 27 by the time I finally met him. I'd been on a mission, but the truth is, I didn't even know it was him at first, although the signpost trailed as if in marquee lights behind me. Then, by his alchemy, one day I changed from being an ugly duckling into a swan and flew off, taking him with me. Along with Pete and Martin, we sailed into the setting sun with its light bouncing off us. So this is my story. Our story. Me and Jimmy and all the rest of them, all my crazy friends, many now departed. I couldn't have told this when my parents were alive. I would have to leave out the bad language and tell a lot of lies about what I'd been doing all the time I was gone. I'm so sorry for that, Mom and Dad. I know you were proud of me. I regret half of this story, and the other half is the sound you heard. Here it is then, girls. My reckless life. Chrissy Hind, London, June, 2015. Chapter 1. Beautiful Trees. The first thing I think of isn't the rubber tires or cars or factories. It's the trees. And they will always be my lasting impression of it. The first one I saw was the cherry tree. It was expecting me. Trees have personalities, subtle, but a baby can tell. The house on Hillcrest Street stood on the crest of a hill paved with red bricks. When a car drove up, it made a distinctive sound like a Spaniard rolling his R's. I loved that sound. I loved the house painted blue, the color of choice for an Akron house, with its covered porch you could sit on when it rained. And I loved the pond in Uncle Harry's backyard next door. But mostly, I loved the cherry tree. Melville and Dolores, Bud and Dee, Mr. and Mrs. M.G. Hind, Akron, Ohio, Rubber City, Tire Town. Those were the different names of my three parents. Father, mother, hometown. Father, blue eyes, Marine Corps uniform, playing a harmonica. He held me aloft so high I could have touched the ceiling. Mother, perfect nails, Elizabeth Taylor hair, red and white striped dress, impeccable. Hometown, streets, trees, streams, the Ohio seasons. I learned everything I needed to know from the three of you. My mother was from Summit Lake. Her dad, Jack Roberts, was an Akron cop. Her mother, Irene, a seamstress, played piano in the church, Margaret Park Presbyterian. It was to her house on Hillcrest Street where they took me from People's Hospital that day in September 1951. Summit Lake was Akron's Coney Island, the place for boats and rides and summer pastimes. And that's where Bud and Dolores started seeing each other. They were bound to meet because his sister Ruth had married her brother Gene. In later years, my dad spent many hours researching the Hind family tree. He even trawled through the family records in Edinburgh's town hall after I married a Scotsman. Yes, there's my dad wearing a fishing hat, Bermuda shorts, and hush puppies wandering the cobbled streets, always looking up. Scotland, home of golf. As said on the tea towel I gave him that he displayed above his workbench in the garage where he crafted his own golf clubs, listening to the police band on his radio. Oh, Bud, why are you listening to that, my mother, critical of any hillbilly-ish behavior? Now, Christy, do your neighbors know you're Scots, he asked loudly every time he came to London. They don't care, Dad, they're Greek. The family heritage fad for family started in the 70s. Before that, if you weren't part of an ethnic minority like African, Italian, or Jewish, you were simply American. There were no Hispanics or Asians around, not up north. We looked and sounded like characters in cowboy shows on TV, Have Gun, Will Travel, Tombstone Territory, The Rifleman. I knew all the theme songs. White Europeans. We owned the joint. I must have been 15 before it occurred to me to ask where the Hinds came from, and the Craigs and the Roberts and the Joneses.